Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Danielle Seldomridge, and I'm going to be reading Let Jesus Set Your Heart Free. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, be present. I ask you to encounter every person who listens to this recording. Tell them what's on your heart and what areas of their heart that you desire to set free. You are such an individual God, and you love each one of us individually. So use the words from this devotional to unlock hearts, to get to know you deeper and more fully. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture for today is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God truly loves each of us and knows how to speak to our hearts. He meets us exactly where we are. Last year, my young son struggled with fear of the dark. He also started saying awful statements like, "No one likes me," and "I don't need you, Mommy." My husband and I prayed over him to shift these ungodly beliefs. We also addressed these words with truth from Scripture about who he is in Christ, so these negative statements didn't take root in his belief system. These steps were good and healthy, but one night, as I snuggled him to sleep, God chose to encounter him in a memorable way. He pulled out his small hand in a cup shape and said, "Oh, Mommy, here's an angel." Pulling out his other hand, he declared, "Oh, here's Holy Spirit." This was the first time he had ever done anything like this. So I responded, "Hi, guys. What are y'all doing here?" My son said, "They're here to get the ugly things out of my heart." I said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here to help, my son. Could you also make sure there isn't any fear in there? Are you ready to go search his heart?" My son put his hands to his heart and declared, "Oh, they're ready. Oh, it's all done. All good." Surprised at my son's response, I said, "That was fast. Thank you guys for helping him, because those things aren't who he is and definitely are not needed to fulfill his destiny." I knew I was witnessing a beautiful encounter with Jesus. It was so sweet and innocent, and it completely shifted his mindset. God wants to do that for you too. The negative thoughts that hold you back or shut you down aren't part of who God designed you to be. He wants to set you free so you can embrace his truths over you. We sometimes make this so hard, but what if God is inviting you to let him into your heart? What if he's waiting for you to give him permission to remove all the ugly things? What if it's as simple as recognizing his presence, saying yes, and letting him set your heart free? He did that for my son, and I believe he wants to give that same gift to you. What are some examples that Holy Spirit is bringing to your mind right now? My guess, there are some inner voices that you've accepted as normal that are constantly criticizing and belittling you. Those are not the voice of your Father. They're designed to hold you back and shut you down. Allow God to highlight these thoughts, beliefs, and remove them from your life. Let's pray together. Holy Spirit, I ask you to encounter me exactly where I need your healing and love. Remove beliefs that hold me back. Set my heart free. replace every wrong belief and thought pattern within me with your truth of who you say I am. I choose to believe you, Lord, and accept your freedom that you purchased for me. In Jesus' name, amen.